Hello dear friends, I hope you are enjoying yourself and having a good time. Let's start our weekly lesson, today lesson 12, speaking English like an American. If you remember last session, I guess Ted was the father of family, went to village market in order to sell his wife's cookies. Now let's listen to the rest of our lesson and story. And see what happens. Let's go.
Lesson 12.
Bob's big cookie order. The family is gathered around the dinner table.
Bob's big cookie order, I guess. Yes, Bob's big cookie order. The family is gathered around the table. Is gathered, they are together.
Bob tells them about his deal with the village
Bob tells them about his deal, I told you deal, contract, agreement, with the village market.
Market. He asks his kids for help baking the cookies.
He asks his kids for help baking the cookies. از بچه‌هاش میخواد که کمک کنن برای پختن کلوچه‌ها.
I know I've been down in the dump since I got fired.
I know I've been down in a dump since I got fired. I told you down in a dump in previous lessons, refer to it, and get fired again, I told you. اخراج شدم.
But things are looking up now.
But things are looking up now. Things are looking up. Things are going better. Things are improving. For example, things are looking up for the economy, اقتصاد. همه چی داره خوب میشه، داره بهبود پیدا میکنه. Things are going better or improving. Things are looking up now.
The village market wants to sell our cookies.
The village market wants to sell our cookies. میخواد کلوچه‌هامونو بفروشه.
That's great news, Dad.
That's great news, Dad.
But we're going to have to bake like crazy over the weekend.
But we are going to bake like crazy all the weekend. Like crazy. Like crazy. Like L-I-K-E. Crazy. C-R-A-Z-Y. Like crazy means by high speed. Okay? By high speed. For example... You have to go like crazy, otherwise you're not gonna get the bus. باید با سرعت بری وگرنه به اتوبوس نمیرسی. So, like crazy, high speed.
They want 2,000 cookies by Monday.
They want 2,000 cookies by Monday. By Monday. تا روز دوشنبه یا روز دوشنبه دو هزار تا کلوچه میخوان. We use this by before the days of week in order to express that you should do something exactly at that time. وقتی میخواییم بگیم یک کاری رو تا اون موقع یا اون موقع باید انجام بدی، مثلا چهارشنبه باید فلان کار انجام بدی، by این by رو قبلش میگیم. For example, you should deliver your lecture by Saturday. بعد روز شنبه لکچرتو بدی.
2,000 cookies in 3 days?
2,000 cookies in 3 days? 2,000 تا کلوچه توی 3 روز.
Don't you think you've bitten off more than you can chew?
Don't you think you've bitten off more than you can chew? To bite off more than you can chew. Bite, B-I-T-E. Off. O double F. More than you can chew. Chew, C-H-E-W. To bite off more than you can chew. Means to do something very difficult, which you are not capable of. این کاری رو انجام بدی که قادر به انجامش نباشی، از توانایت خارج باشه. In Persian we say لقمه بزرگتر از دهنت برداری. Okay. To bite off more than you can chew. And here we have, don't you think you've bitten off more than you can chew? Here we have past participle, so we use bitten. Okay? We use past participle, so we use bitten instead of bite. پس پارتیسیپل داریم، پس بایت قسمت سومش میشه بیدن. بیدن استفاده کردیم. You bitten off more than you can chew. For example, Maryam is having a dinner party for 50 people. She's bitten off more than she can chew. And don't you think, please be careful. When you have T sound before E sound, okay, for example, here we have don't, T, you, ye, okay, you can say don't you think, you can say ch, you can mix T and ye in order to spice up your listening and say ch, for example, don't you think, you can say don't you think, وقتی T قبل از صدای یه هست، صدای ته قبل از صدای یه، مثلا اینجا don't you think، don't آخرش تی داره که صدای ته میده و why you صدای یه میده. میتونیم اینا رو با هم ترکیب کنیم برای زیبا کردن speaking اون هست دیگه، native ترش کنیم. don't you think رو میگیم don't you think. okay.
yeah you're gonna be running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
Yes, you're gonna be running around like a chicken with his head cut off. To run around means to move about. Okay, run around, move about. For example, Mina is exhausted. She's been running around the town all day. Mina خسته است، تمام روز شد تو شهر میگشته. Run around. You are going to run around. مجبوریم کار کنیم. Like a chicken with its head cut off. Like a chicken with its head cut off. Like a chicken with its head cut off means nervously. Do something nervously. با استرس و عجله کاری بکنیم. این پرژن ویسایی مثل مرغ پرکنده. Like a chicken with his head cut off. باید تمام روزو مثل مرغ پرکنده کار کنیم و بپزیم، کوچه بپزیم.
Fortunately, there are four of us here.
Fortunately, there are four of us here. خوشبختانه چهار نفریم.
You kids will have to pitch in too.
You kids, you'll have to pitch in too. شما بچه ها، شما مجبورین pitch in to کمک کنین. Pitch in means to help. Pitch, P-I-T-C-H. Pitch in means help, to help, to help out. To lend a hand, to lend a helping hand. All of them means to pitch in. For example, if you need my help, just ask. I'm ready to pitch in. اگه به کمک احتیاج داشتی فقط بگو، تقاضا کن، من حاضرم برای کمک. پس pitching to help.
Sorry, but I can't.
Sorry, but I can't.
I have to finish Ted's chemistry homework.
I have to finish Ted's chemistry homework.
Then I've got to get going on my election speech.
What?
Then I'm gonna get going on my election speech. Get going. To get going means to start. Get going. I'm gonna get going on my election speech. میخوام صحبت انتخاباتیمو، سخنرانی انتخاباتیمو شروع کنم. پس get going means to start. Okay? Get going to start something.
What's that about doing Ted's chemistry homework?
Nope. What's that about doing Ted's chemistry homework?
Never mind. Amber will help out with the cookies instead of Nicole.
Never mind. Amber will help out with cookies instead of Nicole. Never mind. It doesn't matter. Not important. It doesn't matter. No problem. مسئله نیست. مشکلی نیست. اشکال نداره. For example, I lost my train. Never mind. I'll go by bus. قطارمو از دست دادم. اشکال نداره. با اتوبوس میرم. پس never mind, no matter. Amber will help out with cookies instead of Nicole. Help out. I told you to help, to lend a hand, to pitch in.
For heaven's sake, Nicole, it's like pulling...
For heaven's sake, Nicole, it's like pulling teeth. For heaven's sake, when you're surprised, you can use this expression. It's a way of expressing your emotion. For example, for heaven's sake, what you are doing here? اینجا چی کار میکنی؟ For God's sake. Synonym. For goodness sake. For Pete's sake. Pete, P-E-T-E, apostrophe S. Capital P. Sake, S-A-K-E. For heaven's sake. For God's sake. For goodness sake. For Pete's sake. All of them are synonymous. Please hurry up. For heaven's sake. We are gonna get the party late. عجله کن. And for heaven's sake, we can say, I told you, it's a way of expressing your emotions. For heaven's sake, please hurry up. عجله کن. For heaven's sake. مثلا میتونیم توی فارسی وقتی داریم جمله رو میگیم بگیم تو رو خدا. For God's sake. وگرنه دیر به مهمونی میرسیم. So, for heaven's sake, Nicole, is like pulling teeth. Pulling teeth, something difficult. For example, Mariam is so lazy. It's like pulling teeth to ask her to do his homeworks. Mariam خیلی تنبله. خیلی سخته که ازش بخواید تکالیفش رو انجام بده. Sorry, her homeworks. To ask her to do her homeworks. Okay? Mariam is really lazy. It's like pulling teeth to ask her to do her homeworks. Past like pulling teeth, very difficult.
Teeth getting you to do any work around here.
Getting you to do any work around here. Getting you, get someone means to force someone. Getting you to do any work around here. خیلی سخته که ازت بخوای کاری اینجا انجام بدی. So, for heaven's sake, Nicole, and for heaven's sake, she's angry, عصبانیه. For heaven's sake استفاده کرده. معنی خاصی نمیتونیم واسش بگیم تو فارسی. فقط میگم وقتی که surprise, angry, وقتی که این emotion رو داریم میتونیم for heaven's sake استفاده کنیم. For heaven's sake, Nicole, it's like pulling teeth to get you to do any work around here. خیلی سخته که ازت بخوای کاری اینجا انجام بدی یا to get you مجبورت کنی اینجا کاری انجام بدی. So, this was our session today. I hope it will be useful and you can make use of it till next week and next session and next lesson. Bye. Take care. Have fun. And I'm ready to hear your your suggestions. for these classes. Bye for now.